Chapter 1, excerpt. Your inner state is the sum of all the thoughts that linger in your mind, the impressions left behind on your mind that are then deposited into your memory, along with what you experience if you are able to go beyond your mind and your senses to that witness to your mind. For example, perceived notions of pleasure and pain, duality and diversity, praise and blame, are all part of what I refer to as your inner state. The experience of joy, peace, and love without conditions is also part of what I refer to as your inner state. Here, in Nityananda Shaktipat Yoga, we define spirituality as the path to experiencing your God nature and your God power. In this way, spirituality and a spiritual path is the means to go beyond your mind and beyond your senses to experience the indescribable joy of the inner self. So by this definition, any true spiritual path is one in which you understand through direct experience that your church is inside you. It is the growing experience that, in my guru's words, God dwells within you as you. The most important point regarding true spirituality is that it is a means to decrease the thoughts that linger in your mind, a means to decrease the impressions left behind on your mind while increasing your direct experience of joy, peace, and the freedom that comes from knowing and experiencing the elixir of love, the love of the true heart. Such a spiritual path is engaged in order to increase, to expand your experience of the indescribable joy of the self. When I first heard my guru speak of the possibility of living in a state of joy, I refused to believe that it was possible. Then, as I applied the daily spiritual practices I was taught by him, I began to experience this joy more and more. This brought up an obstacle. FOMO. As I began to understand that I was engaged in a direct approach to permanent spiritual transformation, a conflict arose in my mind with respect to not compromising my growing experience of the joy of the true heart. I began to think that by engaging in an effective spiritual discipline, I would miss out on something that my friends, relatives, lovers, and associates were enjoying in mundane life. This is a fear that I have since observed in many of the students who take up the methods and instruction taught in Nityananda Shaktipat Yoga. For this reason, I have framed the spiritual practices I instruct in four pillars of joy in daily living. These four pillars are 1. The spiritual power. 2. Improved mental state. 3. Emotional resilience. 4. Vibrant health. The spiritual power is the energy substratum of everything and everyone. We also use the Sanskrit term shakti to refer to it. Here in this earth plane, everything requires power. We need power to think, to speak, and to act. We need power to engage our mundane existence, and power is required to fuel the ideas that then become the building blocks for life in society and the improvements made to mundane living. The truth is, we live on a rock that hangs in a void of space with nothing material with which to hold it there. This rock, called Earth, spins back and forth on an axis in an orbit around a fireball. And no government, no nation, no president or prime minister, no standing army, no sovereign wealth trust, no billionaire, no technology, nothing and no one can change the fact that we live on a rock that hangs in a void of space with nothing material with which to hold it there, spinning back and forth on an axis in an orbit around a fireball. And this phenomenon has been going on in an orderly fashion for longer than anyone knows. This is evidence that there is a sacred law here. And in the words of Mahatma Gandhi, where there is law, there is a lawgiver. So there is a sacred law that is evident in the power that gives life to everything and everyone on the planet. That power is a spiritual power that can be harnessed in a way that reveals your God nature and God power, the spiritual power. Recognizing and experiencing this power is a necessity for being able to improve your mental state.